brought some things to share with you. I brought some books. Do you have books at home? Yeah? I hope so. A lot of people don't have books anymore, but books are good. So I have five books here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's see if you can identify them. I think I'll ask you about this one first. What kind of book is this, you think? A cookbook. Do you guys have cookbooks at home? What do we use a cookbook for? Yeah, so to help us make some yummy food instead of yucky food. Look here. You see that? Pretty pictures in there. Pretty pictures, yeah. Let's see. Here's another book. Do you know what this one is? Oh, you see the music store on there. Okay. You don't know what it is? This is a telephone book. See, us older people know what this is because we used to need this to see what a phone number was. And now we just look on our cell phone, right? We look it up or on our laptop. But I still find this useful from time to time. If you need to call somebody. Here's a book called Taking Care of Your Child. What do you think this one's for? Yeah. So let's say you get sick or you get hurt and the doctor's office is not open and your parents have to decide, how do I take care of my child? This one will tell you. They can go in there and it can say, okay, if it's this or that, then you could give them some pain reliever or something. But if it's worse, you should take them to the emergency room. You know, so this one is a good one. And then we have Hop on Pop. You have this one? Yeah. What do we do with this one? What's this good for? Yeah, it's for fun, right? It's for fun. We read it. It's a lot of fun. It also can help you learn to read. And see, it says, I can read it all by myself. So it's a good book. We have this book. What's this book? The Bible. Yeah, and what's this one good for? Yeah, so we can get to know Jesus, right? We know what he's done for us and what he does for us. We know what he says. We know what he's like. All that so that we can trust him. We know he loves us and he cares for us. And it helps us also to know what God would say to us. Sometimes we wish we could just talk to God and hear him answer us. We have a question. What he would say to us is in here, so it helps us to know. It's full of God's words. So we got all these five books, and one of them is not like the others. Okay? I'll lay them out. There you go. So, which book has no mistakes? The Bible. All the other ones could have mistakes in them, right? Which book was written by God? The Bible. That's why it doesn't have mistakes. What God says is true and right and helpful. Which book can give us eternal life with Jesus in heaven forever? Yes, the Bible. So we thank God for the Bible. It's a very important book, but a special book, different than any other book. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your word that speaks to us, that gives us life. Amen.